Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It is the second Boxing Day of Christmas, Monday the 28th of December, and I'm at home at my parents'. Should be the last day that I'm here, I think, possibly. And I'm at home alone. I should have been going off to a family do today. My parents and my mum's brother, who's been with us for Christmas, have all gone down there today. But over Christmas, Vance, my guide dog, had a little issue. 3 years ago, he gained a back injury, a disc extrusion in his back, and he was off work for some time, and he's been on pain medication ever since. And on Christmas Day, we had what seemed to be a recurrence of it. He was in quite a lot of pain. He couldn't walk on his hind legs. Couldn't spend because he couldn't walk. And basically, we ended up taking him to the emergency vets, having to get a taxi across to them because this is a fairly rural area. And it's about probably 20 miles to the vets, and Christmas Day being Christmas Day, nobody was in a position to drive, so we ended up taking him across to these vets, and as it was, he then seemed to miraculously decide that things were okay, only for the next morning to then be in pain again. But anyway, the upshot of all this is that he seems to be on the mend. We don't know exactly what it was. The vet wasn't totally sure, but was happy that all his neurological pathways were working okay. She tested his sort of reactions with his feet. That he could feel them, that he was aware of what position they were in. We've just been resting him, really, trying to get him to keep on using the leg and standing up and walking and things, but not overusing it. With one day left to go before I'm due to go back to Richmond, we thought it best to continue resting him. And so he's on the other side of the room here. I'm just going to turn down this TV. I'm not actually watching the TV, but for some reason it won't turn off for me. And so I thought, actually, it probably doesn't hurt having a bit of background sound. But anyway, I thought, because I need to get Vance to stand up and maybe go and see if he wanted to go to the loo in the back garden or something. So I thought I would take you with me and him. And you'll realise from previous recordings that Vance is coming to the end of his time as a guide dog anyway. He's got, basically, this week left. He retires on the 2nd of January, and he will be coming back down here to my parents to enjoy his retirement. Vance, to come here. Oh, you're out there, are you? Didn't know you were out there. Vance, would you like to go to the toilet? Yeah, come on then. We go out there then. You show me the way then. I try not to walk into the door. Some people have asked when I did a previous recording on this, why Vance was retiring. Was it normal for a guide dog to retire at 8, which is how old he is, whether he's okay. And there are a number of reasons why he's retiring. He's wagging his tail here. Hang on a second, let me just change my footwear. So there are a number of reasons why he's retiring. Partly it's that he's had this injury for 3 years, and he has at times dragged his right hind leg anyway. And I suppose there's a little bit of concern that because he's been on this pain medication, that it's difficult to tell. You've got a nice waggy tail, Mr. Vance. It's difficult to tell whether or not the condition is stable or whether it's getting worse. Although we might have had an indication of that this past weekend. Yes. Sorry, Vance, let me just... Dad. Go on then. Can I come with you? Yeah? Go on then. Good boy. Ooh, it's breezy out here.
So it's partly that. Oh, good boy, well done. And it's partly that he's, over the past year, he's started becoming a lot more distracted when working. He's always been a very... Are you going in, or are you going to have a walk around the garden, Vance? 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 Come on, let's have a little walk around the garden, shall we? Come on, come with me. Come on. Let's come up here. Let's have a sniff of things, shall we? Or you can sniff, and I'll watch you sniffing. I'll try and avoid the apple tree. He seems to be still walking a little bit awkwardly. I just feel him. Not too bad, but just a little bit. Oh, he's making a beeline for the door. Are we going in then? Are you going to wait so I can do your feet? Good boy. He's always been very conscientious as a guide dog. He's always wanted to work. He's leapt into his harness and he's been an enthusiastic and quite courageous worker in some ways. You know, he's never been particularly worried by different situations and things. He's always enjoyed going off-piste, visiting new places and things. But his enthusiasm seems to have been dying down somewhat over the past year. He started, I suppose, maybe part of the distraction thing, making some silly mistakes. We ended up one time in the middle of a four-lane road where he just hadn't spotted the curb. It was quite a shallow curb, so difficult to spot, but I would have hoped he would have spotted it. I knew the road was close, but wasn't totally aware until there were four lots of headlights bearing down on me. But we survived. Hang on, I'm just going to put the phone on the side here so I can do his feet. Vance, can you come back a little for me, please? Come back here and sit. Well, no, actually, we're not getting you to sit, are we? Sorry. Wait there. Paw, please. Good boy. Thank you. And this one, yes, I know you're waving it impatiently, because hurry up and do it, Robert. Poor good boy. And then we go for the right hind leg. Difficult one. And we're done. Good boy. Off you go. Pardon me, off you go. You can have some water. Good boy. So it's basically just a general deterioration in his work and in his health. There's been no... people asked whether there's been one particular situation or, you know, one particular event which has caused it. There hasn't been, although in the summer my vet did express his view that Vance shouldn't work beyond the end of the year. We do have actual veterinary advice behind this decision. He's checking the front door here, wondering where everybody's gone, aren't you? You're not going to guard it for the full time, though, Mr. V, I hope. Yeah. So it's been a while coming. We made the decision... we made the decision back in about... July, August, I think it was. So I've known it's been coming for a while. Well, I mean, I've known much longer than that it was coming. For about a year, his work has been dipping a little bit. He's been slowing down. As I said, becoming a lot less enthusiastic about doing things. And also they start doing, I say they, because apparently this is something which other guide dogs do. They start doing almost... a sort of conscious disobedience in certain situations. So I'll tell him to turn right, a very clear signal, and he'll turn left. Or I will ask him to find a pedestrian crossing control box, which he finds every day, and he'll just miss it completely, and that sort of thing. So lots of different factors that meant that we took the decision that he should retire at the end of the year. We've then been going through the process of getting my parents approved to rehome him, which I have to say I've personally found to be a very frustrating experience. It's stressful enough when you're going to be retiring your dog. And then when you know that he will be safe and comfortable and happiest with people that he knows really well. You know, he stays with my parents whenever I go away, or if I can't look after him for whatever reason. He's very, very comfortable here. He really adores my mum. And to have to jump through all those same hoops over the course of about 3 months or so to have them properly approved felt to me to be disproportionate and to add to the overall stress of the situation. But we've got there in the end. They will be rehoming him. They're very excited about it. They keep telling me to look after their dog in his final days with me. And so, yeah, he, as I say, he retires officially on Saturday. The plan is that we go back to Richmond, have a couple of days there, including New Year's Eve, when my mum's going to come up. I don't know what we'll do on New Year's Day. I think it'll depend on how mobile Vance is. But a last walk, a last working of some kind. And then on the 2nd, that will be it. And he will go back with my mum. And he will no longer be a guide dog. He will be just a normal doggy, unable to go in most restaurants and pubs and things. No longer travelling by train or ferry or going abroad or going to the office or any of the other things that he's done as a guide dog. But I think he's going to enjoy putting his paws up and having a rest and enjoying the garden and a slower pace of life than he's been used to with me, where he's become a very familiar face in the office, has met all sorts of people. He's even been to Parliament a few times with me, and you know, met various people. He's definitely had an interesting time as a guide dog, and this is the point in a few days' time when things calm down a little bit, I suppose. And very briefly, the position for me is that I have been matched with a new dog. His name is Gio, that's spelt G-I-O. I'm yet to discover the official name for this, but he is a shepherd crossed with a golden retriever. He is black and tan, a little bit more black than Vance, just sort of black with tan socks. He has a more round head, a more retriever-like head, with more floppy ears rather than Vance's pointy ears. But he works well, works like a shepherd. He seems to have the boldness of a shepherd and the sort of instinctive intuition when in different situations and things. But we'll find out for sure shortly. I train in 2 weeks' time. I only have a week without a dog, and I will obviously be doing an audio diary of some kind, assuming that the phone keeps working and everything. I did a full audio diary when I trained the first time round, and that's still available on Audioboo. If you look for the playlist in my profile, that was recorded using pretty reasonable audio recording equipment. This time, I haven't really got the time to go through and edit lots of audio, so I'm going to be doing it just like this, holding my phone, only mono recordings, but hopefully it will still give you an insight into what it's like to train with a guide dog, this time for the 2nd time. Vance, we're not going to do this running backwards and forwards, I'm afraid. Would you like to find your bed for me? Very good boy. That's excellent. I'll take a picture of him in his bed to add to this recording. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will surely be back with more final Vance booze and then some Geo booze. 30 minutes and 5 seconds. Pause recording. Button.